Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Big Blue Nation. It's time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now, here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Big Blue Nation, welcome to the July, 16th edition of Just the Cats. My name is Michael Bennett, along with Shannon the Dude, on this absolutely beautiful Friday in the heart of Prospect, Kentucky. Looking forward to the weekend. Shannon, how are you doing?
Doing great. It's Friday. It's always good on a Friday.
Yes, it is. I plan on hearing some Lovermore today,
yep.
And because that's your favorite Friday music, I believe, isn't it?
No.
It's not?
No.
Everybody's working for the weekend? Well, they're looking I'm with you. Listen, I was somewhat of a Loverboy fan when they were popular back in the 80s, but...
That's what people call you, right? Michael the Loverboy Bennett?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny. My dad used to tease girls I would go out with that he would put a flag up to let the other girl know not to come to our house. And I'm like, Dad, that's not funny to these girls.
That actually is kind of funny.
It's like, please don't do that. And you know, whatever girl would come over to the house is like, really? How many girlfriends do you have? And I'm like, Dad, do you see what I mean? You're putting me in an uncomfortable situation. So that was my dad. I mean, greatest guy in the world. I miss him every day and loved him so much. But, man, he would do some things that would just, you know, it'd be a head shaker. And, you know, the funny part is, Shannon, I'm basically turning into my dad now.
Oh, you are?
Oh, absolutely. Because I'll say things and my boys just look at me and think, and I look at them and I see their reaction. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm turning into my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not see yourself, the older you get, doing things that your dad does?
No.
Really? Okay. Fair enough.
Not everybody turns into their dad.
Okay. Probably not. But I bet you within 10 years you'll start doing things that Terry does.
Really?
I really think so. Because I always tease my parents, both of them from Nashville, Tennessee, and how they talk and how they said certain things. I promise you, the older I get, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm now talking like
this. Tell you, growing up, my dad was an absolute neat freak around the house.
Yes.
So he would walk around. If he saw a piece of lint, he would pick it up off the ground and put it in his pocket.
Oh my gosh.
So I haven't started doing that yet.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to be that extreme. But does he still do that is my question.
No. He's grown out of that over the years. But yeah, needless to say, my room was spotless as a kid.
Yeah,
I wasn't one of those kids that had, you know, shirts and socks and toys and stuff all over the floor. That didn't fly at my house.
Yeah, see, my room is in a completely different area, and so my parents really never saw, because my parents' room was downstairs.
Oh, I know, yeah, you had to walk like a mile and a half to get to your room because your house was so big as a kid.
Let's not start that, but...
when I was a kid, my room was in a completely different wing of the house.
That's not what I said. All I said was mine was upstairs, theirs was downstairs, and they never came upstairs.
My dear old daddy and mom had their bedroom in the north wing.
I'm so glad I said that.
But my 4,000 square foot...
Yeah.
Very humble abode of a room.
Yeah, you're really funny.
Was
right
over
now,
in the south wing.
Yeah.
Where I used to get served tea and crumpets by our...
Are you done?
No, I'm not. By our maid who would come clean the house.
Oh my gosh. You did
have a maid. Don't lie. I guarantee you had a maid.
Yes, we did.
Ah, see, I nailed it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I've talked about her before. Her name was Brenda. And unfortunately, she has dementia now. She always liked for me to refer to her as my black mom.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, absolutely. That's what she always... I'm your black mother. So that's what she liked.
Okay.
So I loved Brenda. Oh, yeah. She has dementia now and doesn't remember me, but it's really unfortunate. But I loved her. I still love her dearly. But what a great lady. So don't give me a hard time about that. Man, that's the way we're going to be on this Friday. Is that right? Now everybody thinks. See, those are the kind of stories I don't want people to know about me.
Then why did you just tell it?
Because you brought it up. It's like I'm get you to hush your mouth. But anyway, we got lots to talk about today. And Shannon, I don't know if you saw it or not, because I know you had a busy last night at OVW, which I was dying laughing watching you on OVW last night. But Mark Emmert only let a few people interview him last night, and AP was one of them. But he's reconsidering, or I should say considering, all kinds of changes within the NCAA.
Yeah, what were some of the changes? Because I did not get to really see much on this story.
Well, he's wanting to take away a lot of the power that the NCAA has over time. So people are asking, well, what do you see some of the changes going to be? And he says, well, it's going to be the power side of it. And he said, I'm not doing it now, but we've been so homogenous to try and keep things the exact same for every single sport. But if you look at it, and if you're honest about this, field hockey is not the same type of sport that football is when it comes to the governing of those different sports. We can't keep them equal. So he's in meaning.
Well, I agree with that.
Meaning that the lesser sports, you know, the ones that aren't followed as much, like field hockey, like wrestling, like swimming, something like that, probably what's going to happen, the people that are going to govern these sports are going to be the conferences.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's interesting.
Well, I mean, why, though? I mean, are we just changing for the sake of change, or is there a particular reason?
I think a lot of it has to come down to with all the name, image, and likeness and the ability to not make as much money for the NCAA. They're now looking at, okay, how are we going to make money? So, okay, here's how we're going to do it. We can't govern these smaller sports, so let's let the universities and their conferences in respective way govern those minor sports.
So it sounds like those minor sports will probably be able to get away with a lot of things that maybe the bigger sport athletes wouldn't necessarily be able to get away with. And you know what?
Exactly.
I'm okay with that.
I am too. You know, of course, you got this whole first thing that came to my mind is, well, wait a minute. Is he also referring to that they don't have to spend all the money on because you saw the complaints about women's basketball and volleyball not having the same type of workout facilities.
Right.
And it comes down to money. I mean, basically, if you want to be honest about Title IX, it hasn't worked that well. And it's cost the NCAA and a lot of schools a lot more money than it has been beneficial. So what we're talking about is, listen, the NCAA can't afford to put out the same type of workout facilities for one team that they can another one, because basically the amount of money that is made is so differentiated right there, they can't afford to do that.
Here's what I would say to any smaller, you know, quote-unquote smaller sport at a school.
Yes.
Take Kentucky volleyball, for instance.
All right.
I mean, there's always been an interest in Kentucky volleyball, but not like it is now. They just won a national championship.
Correct.
So if you're one of these smaller schools and you're like, well, we don't get, you know, as many people at our games or our matches, well, then go out and win something, right? Give people a reason to come see you. It's just like this name, image, likeness thing. You're talking about, well, it could create some, you know, tension in the locker room because one guy may be making a lot of money off of name, image, likeness, but then poor Johnny who's sitting on the bench isn't making anything. Well, guess what, dude? Get better. You know, work harder to be able to get yourself some playing time so that people care enough to go out and want to get a picture or an autograph with you. It's just like work. You know, I mean, when we're here at work, there's people I work with who get paid a lot more than I do. But am I complaining about it? Well, yeah, maybe a little bit. But you know what? I'm also working harder to try to get to that spot to where I can earn that money.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the way I look at this whole thing.
I see. I agree with you wholeheartedly right there. And I love it when you go on a little rant. But that is essentially what you have to do. And how can you differentiate yourself? Because I think that's the key word, differentiation.
Yep. If you want more money, then work harder.
Right.
It's kind of how America was built, right?
Exactly. The differentiator for UK basketball, guess what? It's 8 titles. So if you look at that, and Kentucky football is getting more and more that way. They're becoming more and more popular, although I think they've been secretively a lot more popular than people would give them credit for. But I think they're becoming more and more throughout the country noticeable.
I look at baseball, you know. We got this brand new ballpark.
Yeah.
And nobody's coming. You know why nobody's there? Because the team's not winning.
Yeah, they're not very good.
Now, have the baseball team go to the College World Series and tell me that there aren't Kentucky fans lined up at a signing or, you know, some sort of meet and greet with the baseball players. Well, yeah, there would be, but you got to win.
Yeah.
You can't go out there and stink it up and go, well, where's my money? You know what I mean? I mean, that's just like a job. You go to your job and you suck every day and you want a paycheck.
Yes.
You might not get it. You might get fired.
Yeah, you might lose your radio show because you don't have enough advertisers. How do you like that? We need advertisers on this show. If you want to be an advertiser and learn how economical it is, all you got to do is email me at michael@justthecats.com. How do you like that segue right there?
We need to work on it. I mean, it could have been better.
Come on. I did do the best I could. All right, we got a lot more to talk about.
Leave the segues to me. I'm the king of the segue.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. I mean, you had a few segue zingers last night, which I thought were funny. But getting ready for the weekend, join us for a couple of minutes if you want to give us a call. Let me know what you think about this whole Mark Emmert thing. I think it's necessary because they are not going to make the advertising dollars. I'm telling you right now, with name, image, likeness, this could potentially break the NCAA. And if they don't make these types of changes, then they are going to be essentially be out of business. And here go all the investigations. And I get the feeling now, Shannon, all these investigations that are supposed to be going on, they're ignoring them.
Probably so, yeah. Yep.
I don't think anything's going to happen to
what hasn't happened. I feel like if it was going to happen, it would have already happened. We talked about
exactly.
This. Why is it taking so long when you literally have a guy admitting to a violation on tape and still nothing happens?
And yet the school says we're going to give you a lifetime contract.
I got a strong-ass offer for you.
Exactly.
Okay, we'll just turn our heads. We'll just sweep that one under the rug.
Exactly.
Where's that tape? Here, let me smash it. There you go.
I know it. It's ridiculous. All right, we learned this week. I want to talk about when we come back who's going to SEC football media days down in Birmingham next week. I want to talk about that. And a special coach got a special haircut the last few days. I want to talk about that. And is he, just by this haircut, do you recognize him? We'll talk about that as soon as we get back. This is Just the Cats.
Now back to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. You just told me some news during the break there.
No. You're thinking two wrong things.
What?
No. This is the little book I use for show topics. Not the book I was writing.
Because you said to me right before we came on the air, I'm finishing my book today.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, well, the similarities between you and Matt Jones continue to grow.
Okay.
Now Michael Bennett's got a book.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yours is a scratch and sniff, right?
Yes. You know what? It would be a tremendous scratch and sniff. But it would fill the sniff of your entire house, and you would need a candle to get the smell out. But there are basically no similarities between the two of us. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, please. You appreciate calls. You both write books. You're now quote tweeting your haters. I saw that somebody pointed out on Twitter.
What now?
You're now quote tweeting people who send negative things to you, kind of like what Matt does.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Someone even pointed that out to you on Twitter.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay.
But it's okay. Yeah, you know, you guys are pretty much the same person.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's forget it. Let's move on because I want to talk about something else. Did you see where, of course, the Big 12, a couple of things came out of the Big 12, and I want to talk about one of them right now, which I think is very significant. An official was being interviewed or was speaking, and question and answer process was starting to happen, and a media member asked the football official, what is going to happen if an opposing team is playing against University of Texas, and of course, you know, Texas has the hook 'em, and you do your 2-year index finger, your pinky, and you go up, and that's their little sign that they do, kind of like the L's up. Mm-hmm. And what is going to happen if an opposing team does the bullhorns down? And the comment is very disappointing to me. The official said, yes, that opposing team would be penalized.
Oh, boo. See, they're trying to take everything that's fun out of the game.
Yes.
I don't like that. I mean, really? You can't. So if you can do horns up, why can't your opponent do horns down?
Right.
If you can do L's up, why can't your opponent do L's down? So then, you know what? In that case, if they're going to have that rule, then they should ban the horns up.
Exactly.
Because that is taunting.
Yes, it is.
Just as horns down would be taunting Texas. Do you agree or not?
I'm 1,000% right there.
That's
you've taken everything
rule.
I was going to say and said it right there. And you and I agree on this 100%. Because, listen, if the horns down is going to be penalized, then why shouldn't the horns up be penalized? To me, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. Either way, you're taunting your opponent.
Very much
with
so.
With your stupid little hand signs.
Yes. It's going to get to a point where we can't hurt anybody's feelings.
Oh, I think we're already there, man.
Well, exactly. So with the whole L's up, I'm expecting the same thing to happen to the L's up. And guess what? You do the L up, I'm going to do the L down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that we're trying to hurt your feelings, but, I mean, it's all part of the fun.
Now, what could somebody do to Kentucky? Because we only have, what, the
nothing.
Three goggles.
Yeah.
So if an opposing team puts up their three goggles, they're going to get
penalized.
What? Penalized somehow?
Yeah.
Going to call a flagrant on them?
But you don't see that necessarily as much in basketball, being penalized for people putting
L's
down.
Yeah, and I thought that, you know, football was a tough guy's sport.
Yeah.
Now you're telling me we're throwing flags because horns down from Texas opponents?
I think that's ridiculous, and I would like to pose that question to everybody out there.
That's weak.
If you think this is the most ridiculous rule, which I think if we put a poll up, which we're not going to, if we put a poll up, more people, I would have to say I would find it hard to believe one person would vote against that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure there's somebody.
It should be that way.
Yep. By the way, speaking of polls...
Oh, yeah, our poll from yesterday for bath times.
The polls close in 5 minutes, folks, if you still got time.
Oh,
to,
they do?
Still
okay.
Got 5 minutes to go in there and weigh in on the debate as to who takes a bath versus a shower. But with five minutes left to go and over 2,000 votes, 79% of people say they never take a bath. Just to follow up from that conversation from yesterday.
See, I still think that people are in such a hurry in the United States, they're not going to sit there and take a bath, especially in the morning.
Yeah.
I guess they would.
Not even after work?
To me, the other question would be, for those that do take baths, when do you take them? Do you take them in the morning or do you take them at night?
Oh, I would think it would be a night thing and maybe a weekend thing on top of that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And do you use bubbles?
And do you have a little yellow rubber ducky?
Well, I would want the bubbles because I don't want to see myself. So,
yeah.
And I don't want anybody else to see myself. But anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked on that. But I would like to pose this question out to everybody. Is like, okay, do you think this is the right ruling for an official to throw a flag, call a personal foul, or unsportsmanlike conduct against a player that's doing a hook 'em down or a L's down? And I'm telling you, like I was going to say a couple of minutes ago, the ACC is next in line to do the same thing for U of L.
That's unbelievable.
It really is. So what's going to happen with Kentucky? If Kentucky's playing against U of L...
Don't do it.
Come on.
Well, I think Kentucky's going to beat down Louisville so much to where it won't matter if we get a flag and get penalized 20 yards.
Yeah. You're right, exactly. So I just think that's the most ridiculous thing.
Tough guys.
I'm really going to have a problem with this.
Yep.
Did you see where the a ice cream maker up in Brooklyn, New York, came out with a special flavor of ice cream?
I did see this, and I think you stole it from my show on QMF.
Oh, I did?
Because I talked about this on QMF 2 days ago.
That's right, I did.
It was National Macaroni and Cheese Day.
Yeah.
And they have created an ice cream that tastes like mac and cheese.
Ugh. That's it. It's got exact. There are flavors out there. What did I just say, by the way? There are flavors out there that work. To me, and they're saying this flavor, macaroni and cheese ice cream, it works. people were saying how much they loved it.
Look, I love mac and cheese and I love ice cream, but I don't love the two married together. No.
Well, I love fried chicken. I love incredible southern fried chicken, and I love vanilla ice cream. The two don't mix, so please don't put the two together. That's what I think.
I'm sure someone probably already has. You just don't know about it.
I know. I'm going to tell you about a barbecue sauce when we come back and do it.
All right.
502-571-1080. We'll be right back. Hey.
You're listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Got 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call or if you want to tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. I think I need to plug that a little more today. We're not getting as many tweets as we normally do, but you can tweet us at Just the Cat Radio. The Killers right there. I know you're a little disappointed of what you were saying during the break because the Sand Jam, your Panama City Outdoor festival, which you've gone how many years now? Last
two or three. Well, I've gone every year that they've had it. I think that last year would have been the third, but that got canceled because of COVID, like everything else. But they released last year their lineup, which didn't happen. But they had Weezer, 311, and Shinedown as the top three bands, and they just released this year's, and they got the Killers as the main band for this year.
See, I like the Killers.
Yeah.
You know, they're based out of Las Vegas. I don't know why I know that, but I like the Killers. I think they're pretty good. I've seen them a couple of times on Saturday Night Live, and I thought they were a fun band to listen to.
It's the Killers, Shinedown. I like Shinedown. And then
Shinedown's good.
AJR, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I'm with you there. So, all right, before we go to the phone line, let me talk about this for a second because I don't want to get sidetracked like I normally do. But the other thing that came out of the Big 12 football media conference that they had, did you see the pictures of Mike Gundy, the Oklahoma State football coach, that's known for his mullet?
Yeah, where'd the mullet go?
It's gone. And Shannon, if you look at him, first of all, he looks nice. And second of all, I didn't recognize him.
Oh, I recognized him. I could tell
you
it was
did?
Him. Yeah.
The mullet made all the difference in the world. And I think he looks nice. I just, listen, I'm to the point now, I can't imagine at my age growing some kind of other kind of hairdo. And I don't know. I don't think I could do that. So
why don't you try to grow out your mullet?
No, I'm not. I've never had a mullet in my life, and I'm not going to do a mullet. It would look ridiculous.
You could do the mullet, and then I could get the, what was that thing that I cut your hair with? The Flo-Bee.
The Flo-Bee.
Yeah, you cut the mullet off with the Flo-Bee.
No. Absolutely. Okay, now that might work because you were doing the top of my head, and I literally, for a month, I had scabs on my
head. Get out of here, man. I cannot believe you are such a wuss.
I should have
had you. I have never seen a grown man whine like Michael Bennett when I was cutting Michael's hair with a Flo-Bee.
Well, maybe it was the book I was being forced. Maybe that was the more pain that I was feeling.
As you were reading, Mitch, please.
Exactly. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 502-571-1080. Who's up first?
Bob.
Bob, this is Michael. How are you?
Hey, Michael, I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I got to give a shout-out to Shannon, first of all. I don't know how he knows all these names of the shows he co-hosts. If I'd answered the phone, I'd probably said a different show. But he's got it.
You know, that is true. But I think that's a great point. And, you know, the worst part of it all, if I was there answering the phone, I'd probably forget the name of my own show. But go ahead, Bob.
My question for you, how would you like to put a little dig into Yuleville?
I always enjoy doing that. How can we do it?
Well, here's how I think. They're all whining that Chris Mack and administrators there can't get Pervis Ellison to return their phone calls or show up for events. Why can't we get him on your show and explain why he doesn't do that? And I think maybe Rex Chapman may have his phone number, and I know you got connections with him, and get Pervis on and explain his side of the story. And I'll just listen up the air.
Ooh. All right, I appreciate the phone call.
I like that.
That is a fantastic idea, by the way. And, of course, we've had Denny Crum on this show. But I haven't had any of the former. Well, no, we've had Milt Wagner as well. Jerry Eves and Milt Wagner have been on the show in the early stages of the show, Shannon.
There you go. Yeah.
So maybe we should have Nervous Purvis on here. Listen, there's a lot of.
I thought
of
it was Never Nervous Purvis.
Is that what it was? Never Nervous. That's right. Yeah, because if he's Nervous Purvis, he's not going to be very good.
Yeah.
But yes, it was Never Nervous Purvis. But. screwed
you
up.
Just, you just took a man who was never nervous and made him nervous.
I know. He might need some cornbread hemp.
Exactly. If you have anxiety or pain or nervousness, cornbread hemp can help. Just go to cornbreadhemp.com. We love these guys. They've been a longtime advertiser on this show. And you can check out all the reviews. You know, you hear Michael and I blabbing about it every day. If you don't want to listen to us talk about it, just go read all the five-star reviews that they have on the website. And I mean, there's over 1,000 of them that you can read right now if you got that kind of time. But you can read into it and check out why CBD is a great product and why it can help if you have pain, anxiety, or trouble sleeping. And they've got all sorts of different ways that you can consume it. I mean, they have the CBD oil. They have the CBD gummies. They have balm that you can rub on your joints if you get achy joints in the wintertime. CBD lotion, which Michael loves as well. So just go to cornbreadhemp.com, promo code CAT, save 25% off your first order.
And if you do read those reviews, you might find someone special. So
you always say that.
I know, because they should go read them, and then maybe they see a special name in there that might be somewhat closely tied into a celebrity.
We ought to do like some sort of giveaway. Like if you can find
out, that's a great idea.
If you can find the secret, not so anonymous celebrity on Cornbread Hemp's reviews, we will hook you up with what? Some free gummies.
Free gummies? Tickets to a game?
Oh, tickets to a game. Okay, yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure something out. But I think that's a great idea. We should do that.
Okay. That way it wouldn't be us outing this person. It could be our fans, our listeners, too.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this whole U of L thing, too, because there's several different things to talk about. With U of L, you got this whole situation with a lot of the players that are really criticizing the program, the athletic department, for not hiring black coaches. And listen, Kentucky's done it for a number of different sports, and I'm very proud of them for doing that. Now, the other issue is, Shannon, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but you know this whole Marcus Carr thing, who was at Minnesota, transferred. He waited too long to be a part of UK. And I really believe if there was an opening spot at UK, he would be at UK. That was his first choice out of the gate. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
All right, so a number of schools have been in the works trying to get him to go to their school. The last two were Texas and supposedly U of L.
Yeah.
Now,
he's not visiting Louisville.
No, he's not going to. Did you see what happened to him at Texas? So it's during the dead period. He goes for an unofficial visit, and someone takes a picture of him talking to one of the assistant basketball coaches.
Yeah.
This is during the dead period.
Oh.
That's not allowed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not allowed. Okay.
Exactly.
Did you say it was during the dead period? Because I did not hear that part. Okay.
That's okay. Yeah, it's during the dead period.
Yeah.
So, and Texas is like, well, this is not a violation. It's like, wait a minute. It most certainly is a violation. So now Marcus Carr is not considering Texas, and he was supposed to go visit U of L this weekend, and he's decided not to.
I don't understand how coaches and players think that they can get away with doing things that you're not supposed to do when literally everyone walks around with a camera in their pocket.
Exactly.
You know, and we've talked about who was the coach that was trying to tell players they could come in, but, you know, just on a off chance visit that they just so happened to be there right when the coaches were there on campus. Do you remember us talking about that?
I don't remember this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, maybe it was a different show that I was on.
It could have been that other show. Sorry.
Yeah. There was a coach who was doing tours during a dead period, but it was one of those things where it was like, oh, you just so happened to be here. I guess I can show you around since you're here. And it wasn't an official visit. One of those type things.
Uh-huh.
But you see, you know, coaches trying to do these little things that are, I guess, considered loopholes to work around the rules, you know, try to skirt around it.
Right.
It never works. You always get caught.
No, you do. You basically get caught every single time for the most part.
Yep.
Especially with now recording things.
Yep.
I mean, what the heck happened with these coaches thinking they're going to get away with paying players, and yet it was recorded. But the funny part to me is that all these U of L fans think that Marcus Carr is coming to U of L, and if you read their message boards,
not happening.
It's like, no, it's not. And to me, that's the biggest slap in the face to Chris Mack and the U of L, and where it shows you the state of U of L basketball is right now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that he's even going back to college.
He's not. They say he's going to Australia to play.
Well, there you go. It's official then.
Yeah. It's not official yet, but they think he's going. So to me, with Texas out, because it would have made Texas a national title contender. Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And if he had gone, if Marcus Carr had gone to U of L, it would have made them not a national title contender, but it would have been an ACC contender. And the fact that he's not even going to consider and visit U of L, that's a huge slight to them. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's go to the phone lines again. 502-571-1080. Who's up next?
Joe.
Joe, what's going on?
Thanks a lot, gentlemen. With SEC Media Days coming up for UK, I believe on Tuesday, how critical is it for Mark Stoops to get the word out that this Liam Cohen needs a great quarterback to run his offense? How can he put it and not be called begging for a quarterback somewhere in the United States to come run this high-powered offense where hopefully that Liam Cohen can put on display? I don't know how he does it, but if he can get the word out, we got to get a quarterback that can, you know, a Tim Couch type for the next year. And I'm just praying that he can somehow be a hit down there at SEC Media Days. And if we get a good quarterback, we'll get the wide receivers. And that seems to be the two things that Mark Stoops, if he ever gets a good quarterback and wide receivers, then Lord knows what he can do in the SEC East. That's pretty much it, gentlemen.
Thank All you, right, Ron. I appreciate the phone call. Let's address that when we come back. I think we're almost there. And with the recruits that Liam Cohen is going after right now, I feel pretty confident. So yeah.
I think we all want to see the product on the field first.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
I think so.
You know, we were all
get Liam Cohen's first year under his belt and see what kind of offense he's going to throw.
And
out
if he
there.
Has a good offense and it's a good season. Then I don't think you necessarily have to say anything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously you would have to, you know, you would want to because the SEC meeting, media day is coming up before the season. But, you know, I don't know that anything that Stoops could say is really going to change how a recruit would think. I think that the recruits would want to see Liam Cohen's offense on the field first.
Right. They want to see the product on the field.
Right.
So you're exactly correct. So let's talk about that a little more and who's going down for SEC Media Days next week. And then there's another, there's a player that is getting all kinds of accolades, from the UK football team. And he continues and he got another one yesterday. We'll talk about that as soon as we get back as well. This is Just the Cats.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Okay, thank you very much. Nobody else heard what you said except me, and you're trying to get a rise out of me, and quite honestly, it's not going to work. Jake tweeted out, Michael Bennett, I found a loophole in the Yells Down rule. We'll just put them on our forehead like the Smash Mouth song, and everyone will know we're making fun of them.
And that's what you're listening to right now.
Jake, that song was for you right there. So, I like that. So Jake, by the way, is a former intern for JustTheCats.com. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know we had interns.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We've had three of them, Smart Aleck. So,
I don't think I've ever met maybe one of them.
Jake was our first one. And from Richmond, Virginia. And listen.
Did he come into the station?
Huh? No, he did not come into the station.
Okay. That's why I don't know.
Because he
him.
Was in Lexington. So he couldn't necessarily just drive over here. And anyway. The only ones you want to meet are the girl ones. So.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
So, all right, let's talk about a couple things here. We did not mention this yesterday, but a couple days ago, the two players that are going to represent University of Kentucky football for SEC Media Days were announced. And the first one is Darian Kennard, who I want to talk a couple of minutes about, and then Josh Pascal.
You mean Chaz Pickle?
Chaz Pickle. Yeah. You had a problem with that for a second.
Well, I was going to say his actual name. Yeah,
exactly.
You're right. I have a problem pronouncing players' names the way they're actually supposed to be pronounced. So when I was about to say Chaz Pickle, my mind automatically went to Josh, which is his actual name.
Which is his actual
yes.
name. Yes. You know, that's one of those times I really don't know where Chaz Pickle came from. How do you get Chaz Pickle from Josh Pascal? I don't know.
One day we will donate your brain to a science center, and we will figure it all out.
You think that's what we should do?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk about Darian Kennard, the UK football offensive tackle. Yesterday he just picked up his fifth preseason All-American honor.
That's pretty impressive.
How do you like that? I mean, Athlon Sports now named him first team. You got Sporting News first team, Walter Camp first team, Pro Football Focus first team, Phil Steele second team. I mean, really? Phil Steele.
Come on, Phil Steele.
I know. I do have a problem with Phil Steele. I mean, Phil Steele. I've arranged for him to come on, and I haven't agreed to a date yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting to the point where I'm now getting upset with Phil Steele.
Good, good, good. I like upset Michael Bennett doing an interview.
Angry Michael Bennett is what you like. Okay.
Yes, angry Michael Bennett.
Do you
passive-aggressive like... Michael Bennett.
Okay. I was just kidding. Don't get angry at me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Do you feel like we should really have Phil Steele come on to the show with us?
I mean, look, I don't really like guests on the show to begin with because I usually drift off to sleep over here while you're talking to a lot of these guys. But it's up to you, man. It's your show.
Wait a minute now.
I would say no.
Okay. When we have Vince Morrow on, you don't fall asleep, do you?
No, but he's a coach. I don't care what another writer's opinion is. I just don't. Okay. I do not care.
Yeah. Well, there's one other UK media member that is saying, I have to have Phil Steele on. I'm not going to say who it is. You know who it is. But I don't want to say who it is over the radio.
Okay.
You feel like we shouldn't have him on then.
Do you think people really care? I do not. I do not care what Phil Steele says or thinks. I do not care.
Yeah, I know you don't.
One iota.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the media days because that means we're one step closer. You know, we're almost 50 days away from UK football.
I know it. It'll be here soon.
And here's what I want to talk about on Monday. Maybe we can talk about it right now for a couple of minutes. Who has loftier expectations? Is it the football team? Or is it the basketball team?
Well, I mean, we're talking about the basketball team coming off a 9-16 season. I would say that we have a lot bigger expectations than another 9-16 season.
Well,
but if we're talking in general,
only 4 wins last year in regular season for the football team.
Yeah,
that was a bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, if you look at it, you look back at the Ole Miss game when it came to the football team. We blew that game. I don't feel like we should have ever lost to Ole Miss. And then for some reason, we had one of those games again where we just didn't show up at all, and that was against Missouri.
Mm-hmm. I think expectations are very high for football this year.
See, I think it's getting more and more so that way every single year, that the expectation is growing intensively higher, more so for football than it is for basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Because we kind of have that expectation that, well, we're going to be good at basketball, even though last year basketball was just an absolute debacle. But I feel like that expectation now is that, hey, we need to be beating Tennessee on a regular basis.
Yep.
We need to be beating Florida at least every other year. And then we should, at some point, we got to beat Georgia. And we got to get the SEC East championship game.
Yeah, you're right about that. It's time to move to another tier in the SEC, and I think this is the year they do it right here. I mean,
do you really?
Yeah,
you go back
2018, they were 10-3, 2019, 8-5. Those are numbers that we hadn't seen in what, 10 years at that point?
Yes. Well, we hadn't seen 10 in
8-5.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
They went 8-5 back in like what, 06, 07?
Yes, with Rich Brooks.
Right. So I mean, those were numbers right there. That we hadn't seen in at least 10 years. And then 10-3, I mean, you had to go back to, what, the 70s?
Yeah. You had to go back to 77, 78.
77, I think you're right, 77.
Yeah, the Peach Bowl.
Right.
Where Kentucky went down to Atlanta, played North Carolina, and beat North Carolina in the Peach Bowl.
A little bit of a setback last year going 5-6.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's COVID, so I guess you can kind of use that as an excuse if you want to. But then I think they got to get back on track and have a huge season this year and keep that momentum going for the next several seasons.
See, they very easily last year could have been 6-4 in regular season and then finished 7-4. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, to me...
With the regular schedule, yes.
With the regular schedule. Well, with the regular schedule, I think they would have won at least 7 or 8 games.
Yeah.
You would have beaten U of L. You would have beaten the other two light teams that they always play. And this is where I think the schedule for football, yes, it's light when it comes to non-conference, but I'm not going to criticize Kentucky yet when it comes to the non-conference. I don't think we're there yet. It's not our fault that U of L is so bad when it comes to football as they are right now.
Yeah, and you still got to play that game.
Yeah.
Because even though you don't think it's a rival, it is.
It's
so it's a rivalry.
It's not a rivalry unless, you know, it's evenly matched.
Well, they're going to keep playing that game regardless.
That's just not.
All right.
North Carolina basketball.
Way
that's
to
a
end
rival.
The week on a bad take, Michael Bennett.
No, that's.
All right, we'll see you next time, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Right. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you listening. Just the Cats. We'll see y'all.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.